Half-Hour Equation with DJ Haley Parsons. Now prepare yourself for our last scientific test with DJ Vicky DeFava. You've lost.
Hi, and a very big welcome to May's Dual Velocity Show and the 1 year birthday episode as well. Thanks as always to Hayley Parsons, my partner in all things Dual Velocity. It's been an absolute pleasure working alongside her over the past year. And I think I can safely say as well, as radio buddies, we're also good friends. So it's been great to work alongside her. And I'm definitely looking forward to another year of radio and of course, clubbing shenanigans too. I've got a very special brand new feature which I'll be launching later on in the show. Before that, let's get the music underway with a bootleg that I recently received from my Ibiza chum, Mr. Rob Wilder. It's a mashup of Sander Van Dorn's intro with the much-loved classic Satellite. Let's see what you think of this.
We'll be right back.
Following on from the satellite intro, you heard Tycon's Retreat to Retro out on Iboga Records. I think that's how you say it. And that was followed by the absolute phenomenal Kuretani by Dean Newton out on Tool Room Records. I played all three of those at Gatecrash in Nottingham last week, and Kuretani absolutely took the roof off. Reminds me a little bit of an old favourite classic of mine called Overdrive, and has the same dance floor destroying effect for sure. I'm launching my brand new Simply Divine feature after the next track, and I'll be interviewing my first very special guest, Mr. Judge Jules. But before that, we've got time for one more track, and this is the Joint Operation remix of Mark Kavanagh's Bad Boy 2011.
Yeah. Simply Divine.
A new feature for Jewel Velocity. This is Vicky Divine, and I'm very, very happy to say that I'm launching the feature with, I hope you don't mind me saying, a bit of a mentor for me. It's Mr. Judge Jules. Hello.
Do you say mentor or mental?
Mental in the house tonight. This time of year, we're in May. Judgment Sunday's coming up in Ibiza. How do you feel at this time of year, getting ready to get things going, if you like?
Ibiza's a funny thing. I mean, obviously, it's incredibly important for all DJs' careers. It's the kind of epicenter, when you excuse the festivals, of what dance culture's all about. But at the same time, I end the previous season cursing the place, because it's, you know, when you've got your own night, you actually maybe wish you had a shorter season. For the sake of your own kind of health and just relaxation. But come about the Miami Music Conference, onwards to May, then you really look forward to it again. So I'm very excited now, but had you asked me the same question in September / October, I'd be like, I would deny the fact I could speak Spanish, deny the fact I had ever been to the place, and actually say I prefer Menorca.
So that... That moves me very well on to the next question, because you travel all over the world in the winter. I mean, you've been all sorts of places, from Jordan to the States. Why Ibiza every year?
Ibiza is the party head's capital. And somewhere down the line, I read a quote, and I would not attempt to take credit for it myself. Somebody said, if you're a gambler, you go to Vegas, and if you're a party head, you go to Ibiza. And that... If you're a gambler, you could go to Atlantic City, you could go to Monaco, you could go to Macau, but ultimately the best place to do your gambling is Vegas. And if you're a party head, you could go to Mykonos, you could go to Magaluf, dare I say it. But Ibiza is the only alternative, and you know the press like to suggest that there are other places to go to, but that's your choice. The choice beginneth and endeth with Ibiza. Entiendo y termina con Ibiza.
Very good. That's much better than I could do. And Judgment Sunday's 2011. I mean, what are you looking forward to the most? Is there any like big things that you want to tell us all about?
I think booking a lineup of DJs is about choosing people who are those that you've gone with for a long time, who are well established, who kind of put bums on seats metaphorically, but then attempting to put experiment with new people who you just love their records, and you might not have heard the DJ sets, but you want to hope that the DJ set and the tunes marry together. So there's a lot of people that in the DJ world, where now in 2011 DJing and making good records are part and parcel of the same thing. We try to embrace as many of those as possible.
And therefore, moving on to tunes, you've just done a new track called City Lights, which I'm actually going to play in a minute. It kind of features a few alternative dance sounds, if you like. Can you just tell us what the inspiration was for the track?
For me, I listen to a lot of the other bigger DJs, some of whom are kind of move the barriers forward, others of whom are very secure in their own ground, but won't do anything different. And I like to try different areas. And City Lights has got a bit of drum, well, a bit of dubstep. Has got some live instruments. Has got is one of those tracks that should probably be 20 minutes long, not 5 minutes long, because it's attempting to incorporate a lot of different stuff. And some purists won't like the fact I'm doing different things, but for me, ultimately, you can only make yourself happy in life.
Simply Divine.
The tune is called City Nights. It's coming out at the end of May. I hope you like it. It's got a few different styles of music in it. And we try and experiment. I hope you enjoy my attempt at kind of getting my test tube out.
listening to Joule Velocity.
We got to do it.
thanks to Jules, both for taking the time to have a chat at Gatecrasher last week and also for letting me air his brand new track, City Nights. Seems to be a little confusion as to whether it will be called City Lights or City Nights. I'm sure you figured that by the change in name throughout the interview. But it's literally fresh from the studio and something which I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of at Judgment Sunday this summer. Following on from that was the brand new Stoneface and Terminal track, Time to Wait, on Euphonic, and Crimson Stardust out on Mondo Records. Moving on, this is a new single that I was sent this week. It's out on New Depth Recordings and it's called Autumn by Robbie Vando. Party. That was the In Booth remix of Toby Shark's Mental out on Discover Dark. And the track I'm going to play you out with is Brian Kearney and Liam Melly's remix of Second Phase's Hijacker out on Fraction Records. Thank you to all of you for tuning in to the 1 year birthday of the show. And I'll be back next month, live from Ibiza, for June's Jewel Velocity.